Russia says the alleged chemical attack in the Syrian city of Douma was a provocation, and Moscow has evidence to prove it.
Both Russia and Syria have repeatedly announced the existence of data suggesting that militants were preparing a provocation with chemical weapons, about clandestine labs producing all the kinds of weaponry being discovered in eastern Ghouta's liberated areas. All this information was sent, is being sent, and will be sent to the OPCW, but it still remains unnoticed by the West, the Western mainstream media, which do everything possible to ignore it.
Moscow says the alleged gas attack was staged and an attempt to provide a pretext for an international military operation against Syria. Russia also says Syrian government forces discovered chlorine containers from Germany and smoke pellets made in the UK in liberated areas in Syria's eastern Ghouta. Political analyst Kenneth Farrow talked to us a bit earlier. He said the extensive use of all kinds of weapons on Syria and its people should be questioned.
Now, the situation in Douma itself, we know from Robert Fisk, who's a very well-respected journalist who went there to investigate, that he found these chemical weapons that had been provided for or supplied through Germany in some form. And the extensive use of all kinds of weapons in Syria has to be traced back to the sales. And we have to ask ourselves, why the concern just on chemical weapons when we've had, 300,000 Syrians dying over the past 7 years? So I think the focus on chemical weapons is quite hypocritical from the West point of view.